This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Today's theme is the fakes. I'm glad you're with me. You can dial in to talk to me if you want, 844-551-8255. Let me begin by saying this. The conservative movement, true conservatism, is about truth. There are no fakes. Now, you may lie, you may be deceptive, whatever, but at your core, you're not a fake because you know when you've done something wrong. The left, they rely on being fakes. And you know what a fake is? Something that purports itself to be something that it is not. A worthless imitation passed off as the genuine article. An imposter. A charlatan. When I say those words, I want you to just think of, when I say Barack Obama, what do you think? You think he was the genuine article or do you think he was a fake? When did you see the real Obama? I dare you to tell me when you think that was. I dare you. He was a fake. And you know what? The left hate that we know this. We know he was an imposter. This guy had no ability to run an economy. He couldn't run a lemonade stand. And I know that sounds trite, but it's true. He had no knowledge of how things worked in the real world. But the left wanted you to believe he was more than what he was. He was a failed community organizer. Go back and look at his work. I mean, it wasn't like you had to be a genius on this. I'm a community organizer. I've got registered people to vote. I did this or that. Okay, go look at the areas where he community organized. And what do you have? You have blight. Give Donald Trump any of the property that Barack Obama was getting in terms of community organizing, give Trump the south side of Chicago, and in a decade, that's where everybody will want to live. That's the difference. Imposter, fraud, sham, fake, counterfeit. That is exactly what the left are about. Deliberate perversion of the truth. They claim, for example, they care about the environment. Who litters more? Who are the most grimy, nasty people on the planet? People that live in rural areas or people that live in the urban areas? Who are the urbanites? Does Chicago vote mostly Democratic or mostly Republican? Does St. Louis vote mostly Democratic or mostly Republican? Does L.A. vote mostly Democrat or mostly Republican? Go 20 miles outside of any major city. Go to the small cities and look at the level and the contrast in how people live. And tell me who really cares about the environment. Who cares about the air? Who cares about the water? Who cares about animal husbandry and so on and so forth? You got, you know, stray cats running around, stray dogs. You got infestation of everything. Go to the country and watch what you have. You have people who care about their animals. They care about their water. They care about the land. But they tell you, no, we're the ones. We care. I mean, dishonest to their rotten cores. Always ready to substitute something of value, I mean of no value, for something of value. That's what they'll tell you. So, Obamacare. What did Barack Obama do? He substituted something that has no value, that does you no good, and he gives you, takes away your valuable insurance, and I can speak from personal experience on this, and gives you a charlatan, gives you a fake. We posted an article, a graphic. This is from eHealth. You can go to the website if you don't believe me. It says, here are the Obamacare plans. If you cannot afford the Obamacare plans, here are some other plans you can take a look at. Can you believe that? They give you an alternative to Obamacare. And for the record, go look at any of the plans that they offer, the Obamacare plans or the alternate plans, and I will practically guarantee you Your plan was better. Your plan was cheaper. Your plan met your needs, in every way. But they'll tell,
oh, it wasn't good enough. It didn't cover all this, that, and the other.
These people are phonies, folks, and I hate phonies, and the left is full of nothing but phonies. You've watched them get exposed. The media, nothing but a bunch of phonies. On the payroll of the Clintons, there was an article back in July of this year, 65 reporters that have been in collusion with the Clintons. They proved it. In collusion with the Clintons. The media, I'm talking about the ownership. Jeff Bezos, a stated anti-Trumper, hates Trump. Why? No reason. Because he's competent. Because Jeff Bezos has an ideology that says the fakes are good. Hillary Clinton, nothing but a phony, nothing but a fake. Before I get off of Obama, go look at anything about his past and tell me you know what this man's about.
Oh, Kevin, there was a lot of rumor and innuendo.
No, there's a lot of the things that we just didn't know about him that are probably true that the left decided they were going to cover because they didn't want you to know the truth about Barack Obama. You want to know why? Because you wouldn't have elected him on the truth. And you know what Hillary Clinton spent over $1 billion doing in the last election cycle? Hiding herself from you. Hillary Clinton didn't want you to know who she was. So she spent $1 billion going, saying, no, don't believe that. Don't believe that we hurt people. Don't believe that the Clintons, didn't do these things. So all the things about Bill Clinton and the women, she's a proponent of women, isn't she? I mean, that's what they tell you. Hillary Clinton protects women. Except from her husband. Oh, and except from Harvey Weinstein. Oh, and except from all the other big wigs that she's hung around who are pedophiles, who are rapists, and other ne'er-do-wells. But everybody else, no, she's protecting you. She protects women. What about Meryl Streep? What about Nancy Pelosi, who just recently called Conyers an icon, a sexual abuser? Admitted sexual abuser, paid $27,000 of your tax dollars to cover up his sexual abuse of women, and she protects the man who not only abused a woman, but used your tax dollars to cover it up, and called him an icon. I mean, that's amazing to me. I hate phonies. Look, I'm not telling you that you got to tell me all about yourself the minute we meet, but at least give me a good idea. I mean, these people are incorrigible, and they're mad at people like me when I call them out. They're mad at you when you get in their faces and go, you know what? Barack Obama sucked. He was a terrible president. His policies killed America. They hate when you say that. They hate the truth.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Kevin Jackson here. Theme for the show is fake. Racepimping.com is where my book is, and you can find out a lot about fakery over there, because I highlight the fake that's being perpetrated on the American citizens today. And it's not just about race, folks. It's faking gender. It's faking religion. It's faking rich versus poor. It's all a fake. The left is full of nothing but fraud. These are frauds being perpetrated on you. And this is what's so sinister about it. All for the sake of money. Somebody wants to get rich and do the least amount possible. You watch criminals on TV and you say to yourself, man, look at that guy. He goes over there and, you know, robs somebody of a car, or steals a guy's wallet, or, you know, takes money out of a woman's purse at the supermarket or whatever. And you think, how disgusting. Those scumbags. Let me tell you something. Far worse is being done to you at a level that would make your head spin. People that do nothing but sit around and look for ways to grab your money. And I'll give you a good example. One of the top contenders for the Democratic 2020 presidential nomination is a fake. Her name is Elizabeth Warren. Now, Elizabeth Warren got to where she is by proclaiming to be an Indian. And there's obviously a big controversy right now. Not big, but a controversy being blown up in the media where President Trump called her Pocahontas. Now, we've been calling her Focahontas, F-A-U-X, French word for fraud, fake. We've been calling her Focahontas for the better part of 4 or 5 years once it was discovered that she's faked her so-called Native American heritage. Made no apologies for it. Oh, well, my grandmother used to say that we were Indian, and I believed her. And we jokingly said she drove by a reservation once, so why not? I mean, I'll be honest with you. The majority, if you were to look at the resumes of the people in power leading up to where they got to where they are, you would see 90% fluff and fake. I'm not even kidding. These people will take a little. I mean, I've become a resume guru of sorts because I remember I was at my company years ago, and they wanted us to hire our boss. And I didn't want the job, so the guy says to me, Kevin, you know, look over these resumes and see who you'd like to work for. Because I didn't want it. I was like, no, I don't really want to supervise anybody right now. It was a new company, blah, blah, blah. So I looked over the resume, and my boss's boss, or who would be my my boss's boss, I didn't have a boss at the time, but he said, look these resumes over, see who you'd want to work for. So we were looking at him. He goes, well, hey, I'm bringing this guy in. And he brings in a guy. And I'm looking at his resume, and they're real high on him. And I go back to my boss's boss, and I say to him, I go, you know, so I'm going to interview this guy. He goes, yeah, I said, to be honest with you, I don't think you should hire him. And he goes, well, why? And I said, this resume is fluff. It's nonsense. I go, if you really do the numbers and read between the lines, he's not who he is. So they bring him in anyway, and I interview him, and he said he had done – And I'm going from memory, but he said he'd done $100 million of sales. Now, in my business, if you do $20 million, you're a rock star. So I'm going, how did you do $100 million in sales? You got to share this secret. And so he says, well, actually, I ran a team, and that's what they did. Okay, great, got it. Ran a team. How many people? 7 people. Now, I'm already suspect, because if you ran a team that did $100 million in sales, say that. I ran a team that did $100 million in sales. His resume read like he did it. But I forgave him for that. So I said, okay, so you had 7 guys. Who did it? Well, actually, I was responsible for 60% of it, but I had 7 guys that generated 40%. It's like, wow. So you were, you know, again, 60 million and 7 guys were 40 million. Let's just say 8 guys were 40 million for easy math. So each of these guys is delivering 5 million and you're doing 60. Yeah. What was the quota for the territory? You know, so he said, oh, my quota is 50 million. We were knocking it out of the park. So I go, well, then if I was the manager, you know, I'm looking at payroll guys that are, you know, I've got 8 guys making, you know, $250,000 a year, so that's $2 million. And I can just have you, who generates more than those other 8 guys. Why wouldn't I just have you? If you're the guy, you know, that's generating that kind of money. So I'm asking him that question, and he's like, well, you know, and he's hemming and hawing because it was BS. So I go and tell my boss, I go, this guy's full of crap. He's not going to make it. They hire him anyway. No exaggeration. This guy lasted 3 months. Everybody hated him. He couldn't sell his way. He couldn't sell water to a thirsty man. And so, you know, I knew I was right. So I've gotten to where I look at these people's resumes not with skepticism, but I want you to prove what you can do. I prove what I can. On my resume, it'll tell you exactly what I've done and exactly what I believe I can deliver and have delivered in the past. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren, she's a fraud. She's made $350,000 a year or something like that as a professor because she was hired as a Native American at a college who was looking for female minorities. Now, they can sugarcoat it and tell you, oh, you know, well, she thought she was and blah, blah, blah. It was a lie. And what's funny is when President Trump calls her out, people want to make him out to be the bad guy because he's saying, oh, you mean Pocahontas, the Indian? And
it's a slur to the Native Americans.
Anyway, here's how Sarah Sanders handled it.
At the event that the president just did with the Navajo Code Talkers, he referred to Pocahontas being in the center. Why did he feel the need to say something that is offensive to many people while honoring the Navajo Code Talkers, these genuine American
I think
heroes?
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Ouch. That had to hurt a little bit, huh? Yeah, so the outrage for us should be not about the fact that Donald Trump calls her Pocahontas. What? I grew up reading about Pocahontas. They teach about Pocahontas. And it's funny, the Indians in America are going, what's the big deal? That's not a slur. It goes back to,
you can't talk about the Atlanta Braves or the Washington Redskins. That's a slap in the face of Native Americans. And they're going, well, how so?
The fact that you want to name your teams after us, as icon, make us icons? Are you kidding? We love. No. The leftists go, no, Indian man, you don't know what you're talking about. You're supposed to be offended. The fact that what's her name wants to be an Indian is not going to be offensive to Indians, but what does make should be offensive is the fact that she usurped somebody's position. Some Indian lady could have been, the senator could be a senator at this point. Or could have been making a lot of coin teaching at a college or university. But they want to be outraged over the fact that he says that. These people are frauds. The media is handling this situation fraudulently.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm the author of a book called Race Pimping. And Race Pimping details phonies all over the place. The theme for our show today are the fakes, the frauds, the phonies, the scam artists, the scoundrels, whatever you want to call them. That's what the left is full of. And I can't stand these guys. You want to know why? Because they want us to play by the rules while they avoid the rules, break the rules, go around the rules, you name it. But they want you to play by the rules. And I'm not kidding you. I could do a month of shows just showcasing things that the left does where they say, hey, do as I say, not as I do. And it's really sorry because we do things by the book. And let me tell you, there are many times you question yourself for not being a rule breaker. I won't litter. I'll pick up other people's litter, in fact. And I look around and as I travel through these cities and stuff, and I think to myself, why bother? Look at all the crap that's on the ground. Look at all the stuff that people walk by. I still have a house there, but in St. Louis in the city, at my house, I've watched people drive by. You guys will think I'm lying. I've watched them throw trash out. It amazes me that they can see somebody there, you know, doing their yard or outside playing to catch with this, you know, kid or whatever, and they will throw trash out the window of their car. Entire bags of trash. I'm talking about like a fast food stuff, McDonald's or what have you. And I think to myself, what a scumbag. I will hold a piece of gum in my hand until I find a trash can. And it's biodegradable. It just amazes me that, you know, how much we want to play by the rules. You know, we even do things as silly as recycling, even though the city charges you for recycling. We recycle. We're saying, okay, so I'm protecting the environment. You're going to recycle this stuff and make money, and I'm going to allow you to make money from doing it. I mean, I look at these people, their pumped up egos. The only thing more pumped up are their fake resumes on steroids. I mentioned Barack Obama and the idea that he's some sort of, you know, community organizer or whatever term president. He's now president, and that's as high as he can get. And you know what? Now it's downhill for him, because the more Donald Trump proves that Barack Obama didn't know, you know, crap from Shinola, the less enthralled people are going to be with him, and that's already starting to take effect. Find me a leftist politician worth his weight who wants Barack Obama to campaign with him. You're now seeing how selfish the man was. He was feathering his nest, getting people to donate to Organizing for America, his spinoff of Obama for America. And while he's doing that, the DNC was sucking wind trying to get money. Did he care? No. But they don't care. But now Barack Obama's got the pumped up resume. He's now been president of the United States. Woohoo! So he can go around now commanding $400,000 for speeches. What's going on with Hillary Clinton and Bill? How much are they getting for speeches now? Hillary is shilling on a book tour, an excuse tour. And look at how they pumped up her resume. Well, she was first lady. Wow, she was married to the president. So let's make her a senator. Then the junior senator, because of deals cut with the Clinton clout, they decide, Barack Obama says, well, I'll make you Secretary of State. I'll take it. So now what?
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton,
have you looked at what she did as Secretary of State? I'm talking about really analyzed it. Was America left in a better situation with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State? Even followed by worthless John Kerry, the guy who
went to Vietnam and exposed all the terrible things that were being done by America's soldiers.
John Kerry went to Vietnam so he could say, I fought in the war, come back, become a sympathizer. And now what's he? He's another failed politician, another guy with a beefed up resume that's got nothing. Look, it's a vicious cycle. They give themselves degrees from colleges that they say are superior. I went to an Ivy League school. What makes you so smart because you think Harvard is the best school? Look, my son went to Wharton. My oldest kid went to Wharton. Congratulations. But let me tell you something. I don't look at that and go, I don't look at where he graduated from and go, he's so brilliant. I look at the fact that he is brilliant. He performs. All my kids, they perform. Anyway, they get these college degrees and they say, oh, well, my degree, my school is better than your school. But they won't acknowledge that there's a caste system in the education system. So they give themselves these great degrees. They say, well, if you get a degree from Princeton, you're worth more than the guy that went to Ohio State. So they give themselves more money. And then they say, well, if you'll hire someone from Princeton, your company must be very good. So people hire from Princeton. And then they claim, oh, well, look at how many people we've got from Princeton. So then they go out and give themselves all these awards that don't even matter. Vicious cycle. Ask yourself this. What exactly is an Emmy? It's other stars' validation of their work. So who does this? Outside of, say, a lifetime achievement, who else? What other career do you go, hey, Kevin, you're janitor of the year. Kevin, you're accountant of the year. Kevin, you're blankety blank of the year. What other career does that? Says, I'm a big deal, and here's an even bigger deal. Name me one. You know who gets the awards? The groundbreakers in their careers. As Denzel Washington would say of the people that act, look, guys, don't get it twisted. We just play other people. The real people. Show me the cop who stopped 3 murders. I'll give him an award. Show me the doctor who does a procedure that is going to go on to save 100,000 lives a year. I'll give that person an award, but I don't get who gives that award. Kevin, you're an amazing engineer. The engineering award goes to, unless I've done something groundbreaking. Kevin, you've got 15 patents in, metallurgy around the gallium arsenide or whatever. Okay, fine. But are you kidding me? Award? Because, hey, let's get everybody together and see who you think is the better award. Let's let the people do it. When do the people decide who's the best accountant? Do the people decide who's the best cop? Do the people decide who's the best military man? The best fireman? These are people that go out and put their lives on the line. They get no rewards. They get no awards. Man. How's the world changed when somebody fake cries on film? It's entertaining, but guess what, folks? Life is far better. I don't know much about Hollywood, but I know that the so-called stars detest the so-called reality stars. The reality stars didn't train to act. They just got the same job as the stars at a lot less money. And in fact, in many cases, in order to be a reality star, you or your husband have to have made it. You're rich to begin with. So ironically, while Hollywood is lecturing us about paying our taxes and paying more and stepping on the little man, it flaunts its excesses. Rich Housewives of this and other bling shows to prove just how underprivileged we are. Have you seen these shows? Have you seen Ballers? It's a show about athletes who go on and, you know, get their big fat careers and they're driving nice cars and all this. And it's people that without sports, quite frankly, wouldn't have a whole lot to do. But that's Ballers. I want to give you another definition of a fake. There's an urban definition of a fake in the vernacular. A fake is somebody who's going after you because they see you as a mark. Right? So a woman who pretends that she's all into you because she finds out that you got a little money, so she's going to take advantage of you. She's a fake. There's a guy, who's it, Alexander O'Neill, he had a song out called "She's a Fake." And then he goes on to describe her. And, you know, they don't care about you. They have no concern to you at all, but they'll pretend that they love you, that they care about you. Now, you can say, well, Kevin, that's the same thing as a gold digger. Yeah. Call it whatever you want. The fakes are out to get something. And this is what we got. We have a nation of fakes. And it's funny, you watch the all these things that are playing out right before your very eyes. I watch these things and I say to myself, wow, you know, this is the best time in America for the conservative movement, for the people that want to live for truth. Don't misunderstand me, folks. I want to be clear. You make a lot of mistakes. I do. But let me tell you, you seek the truth. And it can hurt sometimes when you have to say to yourself, I'm not being the best father. I'm not being the best husband or boyfriend or whatever. I'm not being the best friend. But at least you recognize it. And then, generally speaking, you'll go to correct it. The left doesn't do that. They rationalize. They will moralize any way they need to in order to justify whatever fake lifestyle they're living. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Keith Olbermann is no more. Well, he's not dead or anything, but he's supposedly retired from politics. Did you guys hear about this? What do you think? You happy? Does it matter? Now, I would get these clips of Olbermann. He was doing this YouTube show. I'd get these clips sent to me. Kevin, you got to see what he says here. And I'm thinking, it would start off and I'd listen to maybe 15 seconds and I'd have to turn it off.
What we have here is we have an amazing thing that's been going on since the iconoclastic epistical boom.
And it would just be like language. I mean, I understand it. I speak the language. But I would be like, wow, why can't you just talk, dude? I mean, you know. I get it. You want us to understand that you know big words. Ecumenical. Why would somebody use ecumenical? You know, but Keith Olbermann would. So I would turn it off within 15 seconds and go, who listens to this? First of all, his base doesn't even understand it. I'm just saying, go to the average leftist and start using, you pick, let Oberman say one sentence, pick one word out of the sentence, and there'll be a word you don't understand. I promise you. It sometimes, honestly, it gets me. So I'll go look it up and go, why would you even use that word there? It's like Keith Olbermann has a word of the day, and then he goes, well, I'll use this word and make people think I'm smart. Wow, man. I mean, I get it. We do want to expand our vocabularies, but is it really that important? We can communicate pretty well without it. Former ESPN, MSNBC, current TV, Fox Sports host Keith Olbermann is letting go of political commentary. In other words, he's got to go get a real job. This is such a funny story on so many levels, and you'll get it as we dissect it in this part of the broadcast. But he says this, I'm retiring from political commentary in all media venues. Thank you for all the kind words and all the support. Have fun storming the castle. My work here is done. Matter of fact, so is Trump's. And here's what I like. I like that he says, thank you for all the kind words and all the support. So much support that Olbermann can't even maintain a YouTube show. That's funny. What a fall from grace. You can't keep a YouTube show. And what would the resistance do without their leader? Olbermann was a self-proclaimed leader of the resistance. And now they've lost their feckless leader. He was hired by GQ to do the show. GQ Magazine. I used to love GQ Magazine. I thought I did. Because, you know, I was a kid growing up poor, wore hand-me-down clothes. So when I would see GQ Magazine, I was like, oh, dude, one of these days I'm going to wear a suit like that or whatever. But I can't stand them. I didn't realize how, I mean, we all know this by now. Most of these rags are little more than, you know, propaganda. But anyway, yeah, so they hired him. And this is from the website, The Resistance with Keith Olbermann. 2 seasons, 188 episodes. You know, so funny. They put it up there like it's a real show. 2 seasons, 188 episodes. And here's what they write about it. One of the most provocative voices in American politics is back. GQ's special correspondent, Keith Olbermann, hosts The Resistance, a series of political commentary and special interviews that's unlike anything else on the internet or on television. And that's because nobody wants to see it. Man, interestingly, though, on the number of shows, the last show, they show number 147, not 188. And that, I was intrigued by that, because they say 2 seasons, 188 episodes, meaning that in each season, they're going to have 94 episodes. Well, if you do the math, they only got to 77 on the last season. So they're missing some episodes. And is that right? 77? Did I do the math right? Regardless, they're missing 31 shows, according to these numbers. And here's what Olbermann writes, or what he said, rather. It's been pain, revulsion, and horror. I'd like to go back and enjoy some of my life again, and I'm going to. No illness, no scandal, no firing. Just I've said what I had to say. So Olbermann has reached the end of the internet for him. That's it. He said it all. He's gone after Donald Trump. And now I'm going to tell you something. I'm not buying that this is the reason for his departure. I want to know what's really up, because he didn't get to all the episodes. And even if he did, he was doing something, you would think he's doing something he enjoyed. But he went on to say this, I'm confident now, even more so than I have been throughout last year, that this nightmare presidency of Donald John Trump will end prematurely and end soon. And I am thus also confident that it is the correct moment to end this series of commentaries. Now, what an optimist. You know, he's like, the last year has proven. And he goes on and gives some reasoning as to, you know, why he believes that this is going to happen. And, of course, none of it makes sense, but that's quintessential Obermann. He's been doing this for years. The commentary that he's been, what he did on MSNBC, nothing's any different. So why quit now? And this brought me to the most intriguing part of the revelation. Because Obermann said that he did the GQ series, quote, for free and for charity. But he did not enjoy it. So, I'm a curious sort, right? And I'm thinking, okay, so bashing Trump wasn't enjoyable for the man. Either Obermann's had to come to Jesus, which he didn't, because he's in his parting words. I hope he's impeached and he's going to go down and blah, blah, blah. So he loved bashing Trump. So it can't be that. So what took the joy out of this job that Obermann did for, quote, for free and for charity? And then I figured it out. It was for free and for charity. GQ hired Obermann as a slave. And he didn't like it. Yeah, he did not like working for free. Think about this. When Obermann worked at MSNBC, I think he got $7 million. He went to Current. I think he got $7 million again. $7 million a year. And he didn't last long at Current. And then I don't know what he tried to go back into sports, and that failed. So this is a guy that, like I said, financially, he's got to be struggling at this point because, you know, he's not going to change his standard of living. But I bet you money that Obermann went to GQ and he demanded money for this show that he was doing for free. I'm speculating, but I'm telling you, I know I'm right about this. I bet Obermann took this job with the notion that he would prove himself based on an internet platform. And once he proved himself, GQ would compensate him. Think about this. I don't know how long these shows are. They're like 10 minutes. I'm guessing. The last one was 9 minutes and something. So I'm guessing they were all around 10 minutes. I've never watched the full Keith Obermann show. But let's say they're anywhere from 7 minutes to 10 minutes. You've got to spend, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours writing. There's production, you know, even though you're just delivering on the camera, there's a production element that requires time. So he's doing a minimum of 2 hours to produce these shows. He did two seasons of shows, supposedly 188 shows. They show 147 on the last one. Number 147 is what it says on there. So if he's done 147 shows, whatever, 188, 2 hours each, he's looking at it as, I've been making $7 million a year to put on a 30-minute show for cable TV, and now I get nothing. I think he thought he could prove himself, and you see where things ended up. And by the way, if you missed an episode of The Resistance, you should catch one in syndication. It was a train wreck and worth every penny GQ paid. But I'm sure Keith Obermann's adoring fan will miss it. Hi, Mom. And what I thought about this, I said his last episode is likely to be his most popular episode, the one that gets the most views, because he's gone. I mean, I didn't watch it. I looked at the first, you know, 30 seconds of it because I wanted to just see what it was about. So Laura Ingraham tweeted that he may be going to write for Condé Nast. If you know who that is, it's a travel magazine. So who knows? But he claims that's it for politics. All social media, including Twitter. We'll see. Back in a bit, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.